This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, either way you cut it, we have the Associated Press, we have World Tribune, we have Newsmax and others last week saying the commission states there will be no earpieces for moderators. But then we dug deeper, and Mikhail Phelan found this from page 6 of the New York Post. The commission or presidential debates will allow moderators to wear earpieces if they choose, but the executive producer of the commission will be the only person in their ear. So there's definitely a push that, oh, since we brought up earpieces with Hillary, oh, there won't be any earpieces. The media says no earpieces. Then they say, oh, actually, there will be earpieces. So why are they obsessing over earpieces so much? We're going to get to the bottom of this, but Larry Nichols, other points, my friend.
Well, this is an example, Sean. That's incredible of you. Thank you for seeing this and bringing it out, because I sat there and watched the whole thing just like you did, Alex, and I didn't put two and two together. But if you believe that the earpiece was simply to whoever they said it was to, you're crazy. Lester Holt has no computer in front of him. He had no way, Alex, to go with some of the facts, checks, questions that he came.
That's right. They want to make him look like the authority when they've got a panel of six people in every area, military, economic, you name it, to give him the question, to give him the answer. And that's why he would listen and then look up and go, no, you didn't.
That's right.
And Trump would go, yeah, I did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you one other thing. If you want to verify to yourselves that this thing was totally rigged, there is no way, Alex, an honest debate moderator could have gotten through that entire debate without bringing up the emails in Benghazi.
That's right.
No way. No
way. So that proves it right there. That's proof of the rigging right there.
That is. I mean, you don't need to see anything else. You don't need to hear anything else. When they block those subjects, you have proof that somebody was blocking information that needed to be talked about. Those are the key issues with Hillary Clinton. Her truth about the emails. And then even when Donald Trump brought it up, Alex, he didn't pursue it. He didn't say, well, Ms. Clinton, what about those emails?
So bottom line, it was totally rigged. What do you expect of the next debate then? But I guess Fox
is it'll be rigged. It'll be rigged. The only thing that I would hope to be different in the next debate, Alex, is I hope Trump will listen to people that know the Clintons. You got to know how they are going to fight you. And they're going to hit you with everything from every angle there is. You got to be able to fight it. And Trump's got to do what Ronald Reagan did back in the 80s. All right. The media is blocking him. The media is shutting down everything. The debate is the one chance Donald Trump has in front of a good-sized audience, and the audience size will drop.
That's right. He's got to cut through with his real message and say, the media has never let me talk. They distorted what I've said. Oh, whatever, lady, you're a liar. I was nice to you last time.
That's right.
You're done. Sit over there and commit more crimes. And just ignore them. Ignore the moderator. Just like I did with Piers Morgan. He needs to steamroll him, correct?
Correct. And remember, he sat back and he was nice to Hillary, I'm going to call it that. Nice to Hillary, this debate. Every word out of that woman's mouth was cutting him. And she was saying statements that were 100% not true. She was quoting things that people had said that nobody's ever even heard of. Several of the people even heard doing recaps of it. The things she said Trump had said about certain genders and everything else, they'd never heard of
that. And the media's not going to fact check her on that.
Nope. No. So he's got to go in and he's got to realize, hey, I'm surrounded by the enemy. And when you're surrounded by the enemy, a situation to which I have been in many times, not many, but a few times, too many, when you're completely surrounded by the enemy, here's what you do. Start shooting. Just start going. Just let them have it. Let them have it. And then if people think he's not presidential, then you know what, Alex? I don't want a president that's going to take this kind of cheating and this kind of rigging. I don't want somebody that'll live.
No,
like
I hear
that.
You. Absolutely. But the media so hated he still won it because it was so staged. But it could have been a bigger victory. I agree with you. Larry, we'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
I'm going to come back and briefly talk to Paul Watson about the incredible removal of Michael Savage, second biggest talk show in the world. off of the air yesterday for talking about Hillary thinking she may have Parkinson's. This is very dangerous. The doomsday clock towards total tyranny just moved closer to midnight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Waging war. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
41 days left until the cliffhanger election. I haven't talked to Paul today. I don't know his view on the debate last night. I know he went out and wrote multiple articles exposing the fact that CNN admittedly rigged the poll. I mean, they said, in our methodology, we had people call in to us that are Democrat viewers, 90%. And then we asked them, are you a Democrat? And we sampled 41% Democrat, 26% Republicans, to then give Hillary a 15-point lead, which is less than the amount of points of Democrats they added to begin with. They add almost double the Democrats in the sample, and then they wonder why Hillary wins by 15 points. And every other poll shows Trump winning, and I think only because they ganged up on him. I think it's a mistake. I've really been thinking about it, that he did not go after her on Benghazi or just any of it and let her sit there and talk about how he's mean to women when these people are total psychopaths. I mean, the Clintons are scary people, folks. That's why I go up against them, because they're bad people. Somebody's got to be a man around here. I don't say that, to act macho, folks. I'm in the arena with these creatures. They hate my guts. They hated me 18 years ago. Paul's got a lot to cover. There's a bunch of clips we haven't gotten to. Infowars.com is the front lines of this fight, and I want to thank everybody that prays for us, supports us, and spreads the links, the articles, but do not take for granted Infowars. I keep telling you this. They took Michael Savage off yesterday. He's on 400 radio stations, probably the biggest show in the country, probably bigger than Limbaugh. Second biggest, admittedly. I mean, you could argue late night, coast to coast is second biggest, but I mean, they're all right there at that level. But he was hardcore. CBS owns the syndicator. Savage told me a week ago that he was being censored. And I didn't even ask to come on a show. I didn't ask to have him air Paul Watson's piece. He said he wanted to air our interview. Could he? And I said, well, of course you can. Anything you want. And he cost us two costs. And he said, well, now this is public, I'll tell you. I'm going to call him after the show if I get a hold of him. That he's really getting jacked with by CBS. He said, up there at the top. And that, you know, he'd like to carry more of what we do. And then we had other chit-chat. Matt Drudge, just talked to him. He's listening right now, driving, blah, blah. We'll say hi to Matt Drudge. You say hi to Matt Drudge. And then he went back to some other stuff, and I'm not going to even get into it because it's surreal, though, to be in the same league as Michael Savage. He was calling me, well, you're the leader, Alex. You're the field marshal. We've kind of gotten to this point where people are like, actually, Alex, you go ahead and lead it. I mean, and they've already taken him off the air. And, of course, he's not actually saying, Alex, you go lead it. It's more like, yeah, you're a field marshal. But it's got to the point where, actually, you be the leader because this is not safe. And I'm like, no, you're the leader. No, Matt Drudge, you're the leader. You be the leader. This is big boy time. This is not pretend land. This isn't all the normal BS in media, okay? I mean, Paul Joseph Watson does videos every day or so that on average get about 1 million views. Now imagine, you do a shoot a video in your house, and you post it, and it gets 1 million views. Your big ones get 5 million. Your really big ones get, what's your latest, 18 million? It was 16 million yesterday. They're censoring Paul. All I'm telling people is, we're making the Death Star trench run here. I'm not asking for you to go, oh, thank you, Alex. I'm saying we are on a Death Star trench run here. And as you fund us and support us and pray for us, you're putting power in our guns. You're putting gas in our tank. You are spiritually reinforcing us. Yeah, I was guesstimating, saying 18 million from 60 million. It's 17,409,000. And again, that's just one video. We've got videos with 50 million views. CNN doesn't have 17 million viewers in an entire day. They don't get viral videos hardly ever anymore. Or if it is, it's a dog, you know, eating a cat or something, or an alligator being eaten by by a snake. It's not their propaganda. It's not their information. No one wants to look at them. They know they've already collapsed. They're a facade that hasn't completely blown over yet, but there's nothing behind it. You walk up like it's a house, you open the door, and you're in a field. It's a facade. And we should Google the image of a house facade and put some images up for TV viewers, Infowars.com/show. But I'm putting everything I can on the line with a new free app. And people say, you say this costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. This is just some video feeds and text articles and blah, blah, blah. I'm saying when it's done, we're going to be adding more features to it in the next few months, like live events and updates and citizen activism, and where people can actually be contributors and have their own subsections. I mean, this is going to be very big and very, very important. Point is, Infowars.com/app. Get everybody to go to download it, because I'm not going to make an attack run on the Death Star to play tiddlywinks. Now, a better analogy is the Death Star is orbiting the planet to attack the moon on the far side, but when the Death Star comes around the planet, there's another equivalent system waiting for it. So it's more like Death Stars are clearing the fire. You understand? But you have to realize there is this battle happening right now between good and evil. And for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. You are that opposite and equal reaction. Paul Joseph Watson, I'm going to punch out of here because it's hard to get you to do the show. You're a busy man. And I just really want to say it's good to know you. I'm really proud of the work you've done with us in 15 years. I'm proud of the rest of the crew. But I just want to say I'm proud that we don't serve evil. I'm proud we're hardworking. I'm proud we work hard to tell the truth. And I'm just proud to know you in this foxhole, brother.
Well, the feeling's mutual, Alex, and you were talking about the media before. We were talking about it yesterday. They're starting to become self-aware as they crumble, as they collapse. And that Daily Show piece was very telling. I only mentioned it briefly yesterday. But it's Trevor Noah of the Daily Show cracking jokes about this conservative commentator. But then he stops and he gets all serious and he's like, but wait a second. This one video on Facebook by this conservative commentator got 65 million views. That's more than network news. That's more than cable news. That's more than readers of the New York Times and all the major newspapers put together. They're freaking out. They're finally starting to realize that they're being crushed in the real
arena.
They're
coming around the side of the planet and another Death Star is aiming right at them.
Exactly. And now, you know, the Washington Post is saying don't call us the media because 94% of Americans distrust the mainstream media. And they're finally becoming self-aware. And, you know, people like Lester Holt are part of the reason why 94% of Americans distrust the media. Because I came on your show yesterday and said, listen, he's being pressured by NBC internal operatives, by the Clinton campaign. He wasn't.
By the way, we
pressured.
Have your clip. I meant to give it to the crew. Let's pull up the clip. I think we do have it. Of Paul Watson yesterday predicting, you talked for like 30 minutes on it, but you predicted Holt would do just this. And I was wrong. I was like, no, he's a pretty good guy. I think he has integrity. He was clearly being flogged by the earpiece to do what he was saying. You could see it in real time.
Exactly. And the point is, it wasn't pressure by the Commission on Presidential Debates, the actual authority that runs the debates, because their executive director came out before and said that it's not a good idea for the moderator to serve as the Encyclopedia Britannica. She came out and said that. It was Robbie Mook, Clinton's campaign manager. It was internal NBC operatives that were putting pressure on him, and this was in CNN before the debate, to be a quote fact checker.
And that's why he ran off. He didn't like being put in the Candy Crowley position. So I'm sure he said, if you want me to do this, you're going to have to give me Fed information. And it sounded like it turned into bullying by the end, because as they got closer to the end of the debate, they were attacking more and more.
Yeah, and fact checker is just a euphemism for activist moderator. He challenged Trump 6 times on his answers. He didn't challenge Hillary once. He interrupted Trump 41 times compared to just 7 interruptions for Hillary. He's not supposed to allow the audience to make any noise whatsoever, yet he let them laugh 4 times during Clinton's lame jokes. Trump cracks one joke, he immediately silences them. And Alex, the media came out a week ago and attacked Trump for saying that he was a Democratic operative. Oh, another Trump conspiracy theory that Lester Holt is a Democratic operative. Trump was proven completely right once again. He's a rhino. He was pressured into doing this. This was a rigged debate. The facts prove it.
Lester Holt did not look like a happy camper, though, so at least he's not excited about being evil like Megyn Kelly.
Well, she seems to get off on it, yeah. But, you know, what have we got coming up in 10 days or so? Anderson Cooper.
Admitted, yeah, I guess CNN's next, then it's Fox. Known admitted CIA officer, heir to one of the largest fortunes in the world.
Yeah, direct ties to the Clinton Foundation. So later on, when I get on the show, I'm going to go through a list of things that Lester Holt didn't raise. It's a list longer than a massive grocery list, so that's going to be interesting. But the bottom line, Alex, is, you know, Hillary helped launch ISIS and the migrant crisis as Secretary of State.
And then
yet today
Trump.
It's Trump on the defensive for saying Rosie O'Donnell's fat. I mean, how does that make any sense?
Be honest with me. I know you will be. I think he narrowly won because they overplayed it, overcooked it, overstaged it. It was so skewed that that's the only reason he's gone ahead in some swing state polls. I still think that his advisors, not letting Trump be Trump, I think them saying, you know, don't be mean, be presidential. I know they're targeting that 20% that's undecided, but I just really think this is not good. I mean, I think he won, and maybe I'm wrong. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I think it gives him a lot of space to go in the next debate, whereas Hillary's just going to keep reading off her talking points.
And that's his big tell. He kept saying, just wait to the next debate. He played it nice up front. Now the gloves are off. He's always said, I'm a counterpuncher. So he let her go in there, feel all powerful. I think it's going to be guns a-blazing. Before they say we're threatening Hillary, that's a colloquialism. That's a saying. It's a figure of speech. I think he comes in with a 360 attack next time.
Exactly, and at least he got up there. He wasn't scary. He wasn't literally Hitler as they've tried to define him. So in that way, he made progress.
All right, well, I'm going to punch out of here. I'm skipping this break so you have more time. Paul, what else is on the radar screen? What else are you concerned about right now?
Well, I'm going to be talking about that rigged poll, obviously, Alex, with CNN. We had immediately Trump won trending as a hashtag on Twitter, which is key, despite whoever hijacked it in the end. That is key for people to see that in the very hours after the debates. And, of course, when you clicked on the actual hashtag, it was leftists posting GIFs of people laughing next to the hashtag Trump won versus conservative libertarians, Trump supporters, posting actual polls that say Trump won. So that was the difference. Of course, you had one CNN poll. They oversampled Democrats. They do this in a lot of the election polls.
And they admitted it almost double. Yeah. That is 41 to 26. I mean, that'd be like if I was playing football and I said, I get 21 players on the field instead of 11, and you get 46. You would laugh at them. I mean, this is insane. I mean, oh, we're sampling almost double Democrats, and oh, look, Hillary won.
And it's nobody's even reporting on it apart from us. They didn't put the methodology on their website in the article. They linked to it, and it was a PDF file on CNN's image server where it actually admitted 41% Democrats were asked compared to just 26% Republicans.
Hey, I want to go back to something just because I'm so interested in it. Again, I don't have time to sit there. I've tried to do it, so the reason I'm saying it's a fraction of it is it's very small. I mean, look, we've had before 3.8 million people tune in during the 2012 election coverage of just internet streams. And I don't know what happened. I don't know why it was so big. We've never had anything else like that. The Nightly News is on some UHF, VHF stations. I never really promoted it, so it's less than 20. But we're a lot of radio stations, I mean, more than 60 or 70 that I know of, they call for one to do an affiliate agreement. I just say, carry the Nightly News whenever you want. Okay, just, I don't care. Just fight the new world order. Put ads over everything. I don't care. Do it. Take a little bit, take it all. So I always build new stuff, never knowing how it's actually going to succeed. It usually just does something else I didn't expect. But the Nightly News, it hasn't ever really gone big on TV, but it's gone big on radio, strangely enough. So that's very exciting. But just internet alone, we had about 600,000 people on different platforms, on our different streams we can look at, tune in. Okay, but then if you go to YouTube, then it's hundreds of thousands more there. But we also have videos every day that have millions of views, and then hundreds of other videos, sometimes hundreds of videos a day, that on average about 40,000, 60,000, 100,000 views. But if you look at it all, just at our platforms, tens of millions of views a week, very conservative. Like, I shouldn't be conservative. 15, 20 million views a week. Terrestrial radio, 7, 8 million people a week tune in, 2 or 3 million a day. That's just on rated stations. You add it all together, worldwide, other big sites and other videos, it's around 32 million people a week tune into the show. That's not even counting big super viral videos that we put out routinely. So as they become self-aware, Paul, and realize that Paul Watson, on average, is bigger than The Daily Show, just you by yourself, what does that do to these narcissist brains? Because, listen, I go to school events. Like, it used to be homeschooled. It was great. Now they're older. They want to be on Sports and Friends, so they're in private school. I go, and guess what I hear about when I go to birthday parties or I go to parks or I go to other towns? Guess what the teenagers, girls, boys, you name it, young men, young women, and even like 10-year-olds, who do they want to talk about? Paul Joseph Watson. They want to talk about Ian McGinnis. They want to talk about Alex Jones. How is the establishment going to counter that when all over Central Texas, Paul Watson is a rock star with 15-year-old girls?
They're going to counter it with censorship, Alex. I mean, you can compare just my channel on YouTube alone to the Young Turks. Now, they've built up a massive audience on YouTube, no doubt. But my channel, with just me sitting here on my own, making, what, 2-3 videos a week, is growing twice as fast as the Young Turks, an organization that has, what, 20-30 people working on that.
And I made you start that YouTube just a few years ago as like a hobby. And it's got hundreds of millions of views, not counting how your stuff gets duplicated everywhere, hundreds of millions more.
Yeah, I mean, I've only been doing it seriously for about, what, 2.5 years. They've been on YouTube since the beginning. They've got a huge team, a huge staff.
They're partnered with it. They were funded by Qatar.
Yeah. They're pumping out videos, you know, 10, 15 times a day. And yet my little channel, just me, is growing twice as fast. I get twice as many subscribers per day as the Young Turks. I put it up on Twitter. You can check it out for yourself.
By the way, so, I didn't see this Daily Show clip. You should send it to the guys and the gals. We should play that and kind of piggyback on that. Because just to show, there's so many great libertarians, conservatives, patriots that are huge. I'm busy fighting the New World Order. I don't really pay attention to what they're doing. Who is this conservative lady that gets 65 million views on her video?
Well, it's pretty odd because she's on the Blaze Network and yet she's pro-Trump. So it's kind of Glenn Beck's offshoot.
But it's funny, Glenn Beck can't get 10,000 views, but somebody that got on his network, which is great, it's how good things come out of evil, she's now huge.
Yeah, it's because she's resonating with other people in what she's saying. So she gets up on Facebook, she gets, you know, 5 million views per video on average or whatever, but one video in particular gets 65 million views, and The Daily Show does a massive hit piece on her, The Washington Post, The Guardian did a massive hit piece on her, and they're totally freaking out, they're saying, look, this video got even more views than the turtle humping a shoe. This is crazy. This is out of control. This is not funny anymore. What are we going to do to stop this? And it's a very telling clip because he was very serious when he was talking about it.
Well, send it to them. I want to play it because we should say, you know, elite panics over something bigger than turtle humping shoe, hijack all the trendies and reprogram them. I mean, we've got to do this.
No, exactly. I mean, and the frustration is that, you know, we're pumping out content so often, we don't even have time to, like, manage our own Facebook pages. If we actually got them in order, we could have 2-3 times the amount of views. Just don't have time to do it. So, I mean, the growth is exponential. It's going parabolic. You know, I'm disappointed if I get 300,000 views on a video. That's disappointing for me now. I mean, that's the level, and it's only going to get more and more.
Well, I'm not kidding. I mean, and by the way, it's not just young people that like pole. It's just that when you learn, you know, like the tennis coach tells you, hey, you know, like everybody at the school and other schools watches you and Paul Watson. And I ask him, well, who's more popular? Oh, Paul Watson. So it's kind of like I'm the old guy now, which is great. I've been doing this since I was 21. And you got Paul, been with 15 years. He's only 30-something now. And it's just good to know they're never going to win this war. I mean, if Hillary thinks she can shut me down or have me killed or whatever, you know, good luck, lady. I wish no harm physically on you. I want you to just leave me and my family alone. So, I mean, if I'm a dinosaur in all this, can you imagine what a dinosaur Hillary is? I mean, I think that's one of our biggest victories here is, Paul, is the globalists are disconnected. They don't realize how defunct they are.
Oh, no, totally. You see that with Hillary Trump after the debates. Even though supposedly Hillary won because of one rigged CNN poll, whatever, okay, she won. 79% of people talking about this debate on Facebook are talking about Trump. He's got far more social media exposure than Hillary Clinton. You could watch the graph for the independents' favorability interest. Whenever Clinton started speaking, it went down. Whenever Trump started speaking, it went up. He's got the momentum. He's got the massive exposure. It could be a Brexit-style scenario where they're completely shocked. This wave comes in. And, you know, people like Scott Adams, respectable people, are saying it's going to be a Trump landslide because of these factors.
Well, internal polls, he's 10 to 15 points ahead. When they lied for a while a few months ago, it shrunk to 6-7 points. But it's right back there. And if he doesn't win, they've stolen the election, unless there's a false flag. And by the way, I've confirmed what you've been just in the ether predicting from multiple military and police sources. They're trying to develop a case that we are preparing a paramilitary operation against the government. I mean, I literally could barely get my laundry done. I mean, I'm just here like a martyr if I have to just cover this. And if you guys want to burn me at the stake, go ahead. I'm not even, it's like Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Vader chopping him in half to use another cheesy analogy. I mean, we're not giving up, Paul, but clearly they are really trying to organize some type of federal operation that we're like, you know, some type of cult or something.
Oh, completely. Yeah, you go on Twitter, you search for assassinate Trump every single day. It's, why hasn't somebody assassinated Trump yet? From all these idiot, violent leftists. Well, people have tried to assassinate Trump. You had Michael Sanford, a British citizen, a couple of months ago, try to grab an officer's gun and shoot Trump while he was on stage. He got absolutely no mainstream media coverage.
Meanwhile, we're trying to stop murder, police being killed, civil war. We're trying to get non-GMO food. We're just good people. We're being demonized. I'm going to come back and say bye to Paul. I just love hanging out with Paul. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Hack now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This, me and Paul are just doing Emperor Palpatine imitations during the break.
You want answers? Well, so does he.
The question is, who can do it better?
Alex Jones.
Let's have a poll on InfoWars. Who can do a better Emperor Palpatine imitation? And it's kind of a split with the crew in there. You got a special guest coming on. I'm going to punch out here, Paul. I just love talking to you. Thanks for doing a great job over at InfoWars.com and PresidentPlanet.com. And congratulations on having 5 million views every week on average, just on YouTube alone, one platform. I mean, it's great to have, you know, 7, 8, 9 million listeners a week on terrestrial radio, but just to be doing that on the Internet, we're doing it on so many platforms. So just adding your views to what we're doing, it's more than 15 million a week, really. I just keep not believing how big our numbers are. It's so exciting. It's a bellwether of the establishment collapsing. But I'm going to go ahead and do my Emperor Palpatine invitation because, you know, how about Emperor Palpatine, you know, for president?
You have done well, Lord Vader. Do what must be done.
All right. I'm kind of getting a little bit of stage fright here. I'm not doing it as good as I normally could.
You have done well, Lord Vader.
Now, you go ahead and do yours. We'll see who can do it better.
You have done well, Lord Vader.
I don't know. I think Paul's better.
You've had a lot more practice than me. You've been doing it for about 15 years.
I've been waiting for this a long time. All right. All right, Paul. Hey, we got free shipping on the products. It's ending today, and we've got 20% off on Supermail. This is the last day, absolutely the last. Vitamin B12, InfoWarsLife.com. Sign up for AutoShip, an additional 10% off. You sign up for a month from now, 6 months, a year, whatever, and then get 10% off. You sign up for AutoShip, InfoWarsLife.com. I kind of get a little bit jovial by the fourth hour because we covered some really hardcore news. Lastly, and then go to your guest. How bold is it? We're just sitting here, and Michael Savage talks about her illness and says, you know, as an expert, he's got a degree in medicine. I mean, an actual metal degree, the medical degree in herbs. He's got the botanical, actual medical degree, MD degree in herbs. And he says, Hillary looks like she has Parkinson's. We have the email that she wanted Parkinson's medication from WikiLeaks. And he goes and says that he's taken off WABC. He says, I'm being shut down. I'm being taken off. I'm being, quote, total sabotage. We'll put it on screen. Was it total sabotage or absolute sabotage? Point is, sounds like a great, pure sabotage. Sounds like a great album cover name. But then I'm going to call him as soon as I get off with you. Pure sabotage. He's then taken off everywhere and is now off the air. I mean, this is, they've coup d'etat Fox News, taking it over. They now are taking over the rest of the media. It's happening, Paul.
The coup is on. I mean, I don't want people talking about it. Dr. Drew really set that issue off, you know, back about 6 weeks ago. He lost his show almost immediately, and now Savage has got problems. It's no coincidence that it's when he started talking about Hillary's health. They don't want people hearing about it.
All right, Paul. Thank you, my friend. Go ahead and take over.
Okay, we're going to carry on the show here with our guest who is waiting in the wings. He is Derek Pilot, a up-and-coming YouTuber. Goes by the moniker Some Black Guy on YouTube. His Twitter handle is some_black_guy. Derek, welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Now, I was going to ask you about the debate, but we don't have much time left here, so let's skip straight to Black Lives Matter. Of course, we had the riots in Charlotte recently. We had the media and Rachel Maddow and MSNBC saying that, you know, they were peaceful protests. Even as reporters were being attacked, set on fire, stores looted, you know, drivers attacked, people being beat up on the streets, BLM comes out, as they always do, and say, you know, how dare you lump us in with this fringe violent element? We're a peaceful group. We're not affiliated with them. Yet then they come out with this list of demands which insists that the rioters and the looters be released from prison, which doesn't really sound like a great, you know, way to differentiate yourselves from the violent element. I mean, Derek, from everything you've seen, is it accurate as they claim to describe Black Lives Matter as a peaceful organization?
Absolutely not. At this point, you know, they're always trying to say that. They're always trying to cover and say that, yeah, we're peaceful. You know, but when you just say that, it doesn't mean anything. It's your actions are what's really important. And the thing is, every time there's some type of incident that happens with, you know, a police officer killing a black male or something like that, then you have people that come out and riot and they say, oh, it's not Black Lives Matter. But then you have footage of people chanting, you know, black power, wearing Black Lives Matter shirts. And then also, you know, before Black Lives Matter really became a thing, you know, there was always police brutality and things happening like this before. And there wasn't this constant, consistent riot. So I don't like, you know, it's not really, it's not fair for them to say, or it's not accurate for them to say that, oh, we're just peaceful. I know some of them are trying to be peaceful. I know some of them are trying to just be there. And there's been instances where everything was nice. But then all of a sudden you have things like Charlotte, you know, you have things like Milwaukee. And, you know, that is absolutely connected to Black Lives Matter.
And I mean, Derek, I make the point over and over again, which people don't seem to pick up on. You look at their ideological guru, and I know you've talked about this in your videos. The foundational inspiration behind Black Lives Matter, her name is chanted at every demonstration. It's cited by the founders of BLM in their original essays outlining the scope, the motivation behind BLM. It's Assata Shakur. Who is she? She's a convicted cop killer who is on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. This isn't Martin Luther King. This is a violent radical who, you know, left some of the leftist groups back in the 60s, 70s, because they weren't violent enough for her. She's now in exile in Cuba. That's their inspiration. So then they claim that they're a peaceful group. You know, it's like white supremacists saying that Timothy McVeigh is their inspiration, and then the media calling them a peaceful group. It just wouldn't happen. I mean, talk about violence. Obviously, there are peaceful people within this group. They're not all violent people. But whenever I make a video criticizing Black Lives Matter, The fact is, I get a torrent of death threats, even more death threats than I get from radical Islamists. So, you know, as a black guy, you criticize Black Lives Matter on a routine basis. What kind of heat do you get when you make those same critiques?
Well, the thing is, it's actually kind of funny because most of the criticism or heat that I get are, I would say, in the 90th percentile from black people. And they just, you know, call me things like, you know, they say I'm an Uncle Tom, I'm a traitor or whatever. And, you know, I've heard it all before. I've even made videos like saying that it doesn't even bother me. Just calling me names does not do anything to me, does not hurt my feelings. And it doesn't make any of the facts less true or anything like that. And yeah, so from like from other people, sometimes they're kind of confused. Some black people, sometimes they do hear me out. Sometimes they're like, oh, I never thought of this before. But largely, just my criticism comes from the black community, unfortunately. And they just want me to be like them. They're mad that I'm not like them, that I'm not victimizing myself, that I don't think everybody's against me. And, you know, and there's systemic racism because, you know, I don't know how there could be systemic racism when there are black people in every type of field, you know, all the way from being like a garbage person, all the way from being an astronaut. You know, you can be whatever you want to be in this country. You know, you just gotta, you know, you gotta work for it, you know, and it's not about, you know, your skin color. It's not doing anything. It's not holding you back. Like, it's only you. You victimizing yourself, already saying that you're a victim from the very beginning and saying that you're disadvantaged. You already put yourself at a disadvantage, you know, and like, I'm trying to tell people, especially in the black community, not to think that way because it's poisonous, you know, and that's what's happening like all over the United States.
Well, I mean, it reminds me of Colin Kaepernick. I mean, he came out and said black people in America were oppressed, in his own words, yet, you know, 68% of NFL players are black. They're not exactly oppressed if they're getting, you know, high paid careers. Obviously, there's problems with police brutality. But if you look at the underlying narrative, that impacts both black and white. You know, five white people were killed by police on the same day that Keith Scott was killed. Yet they didn't get any media attention. You know, the left criticizes the right when they bring up these kind of arguments. When they bring up, you know, black crime statistics, they say black people are overrepresented, you know, commit 50% of homicides. That's why they have more violent confrontations with police, because they're getting into these situations in the first place. But, you know, the left comes back and says, well, you don't understand, walking while black, African Americans are targeted simply for their skin color. As a black American yourself, you know, do you feel in your day-to-day life when you're walking down the street this genuine state, this constant fear of cops, is that a real authentic thing or is it overblown in your experience?
Well, in my experience, for me personally, it's not a thing. I've learned from an early age when I first started driving and going down the street that if I'm, you know, minding my own business, not looking sinister in any way, and I'm not talking about my skin color, I'm talking about like certain like posture things, certain clothes that you wear. You know, those are red flags for, you know, for the police. And also, you know, even being in my car. Yeah, there has been a couple of times I've been pulled over, I think, because, you know, just because the neighborhood I lived in, there wasn't very many black people. But the thing is, nothing happened. You know, I wasn't talking back. I wasn't being like a really angry like person, and just I wasn't giving the police officers any reason to have me step out of the car and tase me or whatever and have it escalate. But the thing is, I've also noticed, though, just with people in general, because, you know, I ride with so many different friends, and they would just get nervous with the police, just, you know, if they're tailing them or just even by. Like, people just naturally get nervous. And I don't think it's necessarily just, like, a black thing. I think people kind of around the cops, they act a certain way. They act a different way. And then sometimes it gets the police, it kind of raises a red flag where they're like, huh, this person's acting strange. Let me investigate. Let me check them out or something. But me, yeah, I do not live in fear of the police. I don't think that when I'm going to go drive out my car, I'm going to go drive, I'm going to get shot. I don't think that when I see them, I usually nod. I'm like, hey, how's it going? As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't know that I was actually considering becoming a police officer because, you know, I've always liked the idea of that, where I was living in Arizona. Oh, I'm back here again, but I was going to sign up for one of the police academies. And largely, I kind of just didn't do it. But my whole point is that I don't have just this automatic disdain for the police. I don't think, you know, all cops are terrible. I think that's a stupid generalization to say that about anyone, that all this is this. And so, yeah, in short, now, yeah, I I have no problem. I live in no fear, like, from the police. They're fine as long as they, you know, leave me alone and everything's cool.
Well, I mean, it's strange that Lil Wayne made similar comments where they were trying to get him to get on board with BLM. And, you know, obviously he's no stranger to scrapes with the law, but even he said he's not really experienced any racism against him. Obviously, that's not the same for everyone. But another thing I wanted to touch on is there's often this argument about, as you mentioned there, the kind of demeanor, the behavior of these individuals who get into violent confrontations with police. It's influenced by the things they're wearing, their attitude, the way they're behaving. What? How much do you put that down to, you know, ghettos, socioeconomics, and how much do you put it down to the glorification of this gangster culture that we see coming out of hip-hop and rap? Do you think that that's, you know, a significant quantifiable influence on how black people behave, is that we have this kind of glorification of this gangster culture in popular culture and music?
Yeah, I actually think that there's a major influence in that. I remember even being young, like, I was kind of neutral with a lot of stuff. Like, I liked metal and just, like, EDM and all these different things and hip-hop. And then I started to gravitate a little bit more towards that because I'm like, oh, there's so many black people in it. This is cool. But, and I remember I started writing lyrics, and the lyrics I was writing were so ridiculous because I was like mimicking the stuff that, you know, most hip hop artists would talk about. You know, most mainstream hip hop artists would talk about all this horrible, just trash, you know. And yeah, I started to realize quickly, I'm like, this is not, you know, who I am. This is not who I want to be. And there's so many people that are still just, you know, they're just completely in it, and they think that is cool. Like, I mean, yeah, you go. I actually lived in South Central Los Angeles for a couple of years at a time. And just being there, just seeing, like, how people live on average, and especially when it's almost just as, like, it's not, I don't see any benefits to living there. They can move out like my mom did. And it's just horrible. Like, everybody wants to have a gun. Everybody wants to hang out on the corners and just, you know, drink some 40s or whatever. And they're not really trying to do anything but that. And then they try to figure out, oh, I got to make some money. I got to make all this money and stuff. And, you know, okay, I'll just sell some drugs because that's all these dudes were doing, you know, in the, they're talking about in the you know, all the hip hop songs and stuff. And I that's what I see. And it makes sense to me. I mean, like I said, I was almost kind of hooked into it. At a certain extent, like it somewhat influenced me until I started to just, you know, have a little bit of common sense. And I'm like, this is stupid. And I don't. Oh, and also my mom, she would kill me. So there was that too. Like, I can thank my mom for, you know, kind of raising me to not, you know, get me into that type of hip hop culture, because she hated that stuff.
And I mean, there is a lot of, you know, hip hop music that goes the opposite, that encourages people not to get into that kind of lifestyle. But again, it's not Absolutely. Picked up by the mainstream. It doesn't get picked up now. But moving on, we've had, you know, polls recently that show the majority of Americans and even more millennials still support Black Lives Matter, even after all the riots, even after all the police shootings, you know, the Dallas massacre of 8 cops. Amongst the African-American community, do you sense a deep well of support for Black Lives Matter? Or do you think that, you know, people are just more disinterested? Or do you find that more, you know, black Americans are starting to be turned off by Black Lives Matter? What's your impression of that?
Well, there definitely are, and thanks to, like, channels like yours and mine and other people, there are a lot of black Americans that are starting to see, because otherwise they weren't really seeing anything. They weren't seeing the, you know, because they're just getting their news from the mainstream media, and all they were seeing was just little clips of peaceful protesting and seeing that, like, yeah, there's just this big problem with just cops killing black people. And I'm like, it's not just that. And then when they see the rioting, when they see the videos that I put out, and then they actually get to see, like, you know, a balanced, objective, like, just look at things that are going on. And then they're like, oh, I didn't know. Like, yeah, I'm getting kind of tired of this, and I'm getting tired of the mainstream media is race baiting. And so unfortunately, there's still an overwhelming amount of support for Black Lives Matter from the black community. I think that's just from, you know, them just being black. And there's this thing, there's always been this thing, this hive mind mentality of that we're all brothers and sisters and we're all in it together, you know, more than in any other race that I really know. So I think that just because they kind of have to do it, you know, they have to do it. They just don't even really think about it too much. And, you know, obviously, unfortunately, if you put something out to the contrary, it's like there's people saying that if you're against Black Lives Matter, you're against black lives.
you know, and just that, they're like, oh, well, I don't want to be against black lives. I have to, I'm black myself. I have to be, you know, that kind of stuff. Where I'm like, nah, man, this is just another, you know, poisonous ideology, unfortunately. And like I said, I know there's good pockets. Sometimes every once in a while, they do talk about some issues, you know, that I can be like, all right, this is a problem. But I just overall, I don't like what's happening, like, say, riots and stuff. I'm like, that, if there's any riots coming from any type of group or something like that, I don't care what type of group it is, I'm not down for it. It's just not a good thing. And I know as we keep moving forward, hopefully, you know, less and less people will be on this bandwagon of just blindly supporting Black Lives Matter.
And the funny aspect to this from a UK perspective, they had a huge Black Lives Matter protest recently, which shut down an airport. The people went to court, and literally every one of them was a privileged white upper class person whose, you know, parents had bought them a £2 million swank pad in London. They all had triple barreled or quadruple barreled names. So again, as you said, there's this narrative, well, if you oppose Black Lives Matter, you must hate black people. Well, no, actually, it's an ideology, it's not a race. Just like feminism is an ideology, it's not a gender. We'll be back with Derek Pilot after the break. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dude, what happened to your face?
My razor. Trying to save money on blades.
You should try Harry's.
Harry's? I think I read an article in the Journal about them. The two guys who started that company with its own factory in Germany?
Right. And they sell online.
Look, open a new tab and go to harrys.com. See, you can get great quality razors at a fraction of the cost.
Whoa, and those razors look so cool.
These guys get you whatever you need to look and feel like you're ready for that promotion.
So I could save money and look as good as me?
Get a great shave with Harry's. With Harry's, you get a clean, smooth shave at a fraction of the cost. And because Harry's owns the factory, you never overpay. So what are you waiting for? Go to harrys.com right now, and Harry's will send you a razor, one of their quality blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free. Just cover shipping. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 9191 at checkout to claim your gift. That's harrys.com, code 9191.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed, and the price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We're back. It's the Alex Jones Show Live final segment. We're talking to Derek Pilot, who is an up-and-coming YouTuber. Go and check out his great videos. Now, Derek, we've got a few minutes left here. I want to give you a chance to plug your channel at the end. But just for the next couple of minutes, YouTube censorship. We had the demonetization scandal a few weeks back. You know, that got a ton of media attention. This has got significantly less. It's called YouTube Heroes. Tell us why this is such a concern for free speech and for content creators on YouTube.
Well, the thing that really concerns everybody is because of it basically made you get a lot of points for doing certain things. And one things, a couple of things you get points for is like flagging content. So you can flag some videos and you'll get rewarded for doing so. And the reason why a lot of people are concerned, including myself, is the flagging system is already flawed. They already have like very flawed things, like say even copyright claims. Pretty much anybody, even if you use fair use, you can just copyright claim and then, you know, they'll monetize, they'll claim your money. There's so many things that are kind of wrong that need to be fixed, and now they're kind of like encouraging to flag more videos. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to do that. And then when you get to a certain tier, you can mass flag videos. And the thing is, I'm like, there's people with vendettas, you know, that will want to take your channel down, especially people that are, you know, exercising free speech and that are against censorship. There's a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of people on the left or the social justice warriors, as people call them, that are just trying to censor everybody. They don't want you to say anything. They want you to think a certain way. And they're going to be the people that are going to try to police you. Now, you know, it's very early. And since they try to do some damage control, look like they actually try to even switch up the video and kind of reword some things here and there without anybody, try to make sure it like nobody would notice. So you can already see that they are trying to like, oh, you know, this was a really bad idea. So I'm actually with the backlash that they're getting from a lot of the content creators. I think maybe something, I don't know if they'll really take it, if they're going to really push forward with like the things. Cause it's not all bad. The YouTube Heroes thing isn't just completely across the board. There's some things that that are good. For example, like you can get rewarded for putting subtitles on people's on videos. But the thing is, to the contrary, I guess some people are saying that, oh, they're doing that because they want you to, they want to be able to find out what's being said in your video. So maybe it would make it easier to identify what content is inappropriate, you know, and not advertiser friendly. Like, say mine, for example, I use a lot of profanity because it's just how I talk. I mean, you know, I'm just being all good and respectful now. But, like, that's what some people are saying. It is very troubling. It is very worrisome because it seems like they keep doing some stuff that is just making it really hard for you to just be yourself and to really, like, get the truth out there or just speak your mind. And it's very, like, I'm very concerned because, I mean, this is right now, this is my livelihood, you know?
Exactly. And, I mean, I've already got messages from SJWs, you know, salivating over how they're going to censor my videos. Just in the final minute here, tell people how they can find you on Twitter, how they can find you on YouTube.
Okay, so if you just go to YouTube and type in Some Black Guy, my videos will pop up, or, you know, YouTube.com/Some Black Guy, whatever, it'll pop up. And on Twitter, you can find me at @Some_Black Guy. Those are the two things. I'm on Twitter daily, so you can keep up with me. I do a lot of interesting stuff and talk and say a lot of interesting things on there. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I have other social media, but those two things right there are, like, you know, keep up with my videos and keep up with my Twitter.
Okay, we're always very keen to have new independent voices on the show, so there goes another. This interview will be up on my YouTube channel tomorrow, so that's all well and good. Go and check out Derek's videos. Derek Pilot, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
There goes Derek Pilot. Go and check out his video. That's going to wrap it up for today's show. That's all we've got time for. But again, go to Infowars.com, get the story out about CNN rigging their own poll to make it look as if Hillary won. Absolutely crucial story. Nobody in the mainstream media is talking about it. Alex will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow. Stay tuned, though, for Infowars Nightly News coming up tonight and breaking news at Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.